Young children who are not speaking when they should be, children with autistic characteristics, and the children who are unclear when they speak were seen during the recent World Pediatric Speech and Language Therapy Mission. The three-day mission ran from July 13th to the 15th and was sponsored by the Mustique Charitable Trust. Speech-language pathologist Jill Hodge tells NBC News about 100 children were seen during the mission.
One of the things that we do for children who aren't speaking yet is teach parents to prompt them to try a word or even a sign. There's lots of information on sign language online, because what we want children to learn is that words get me what I want instead of crying or tantruming. They get what they want that way. So once they learn the power of language, they learn to talk more and they learn quickly that it gets them what they want. With sounds, there's lots of techniques that I show parents to teach specific sounds. And then we also have an occupational therapist here who works on fine motor skills like handwriting, but she also does a lot with sensory processing. So she does things like help children who sometimes feel overstimulated to calm themselves. So that might show up in children with autism, like they might scream a lot, they might run away, and there are strategies that she can give parents to help calm them.
Hodge says they do see children who do not have any developmental disability, which causes their speech delay. She says this happens when parents give children what they want to not upset them by anticipating their wants and needs.
And sometimes it's because I'm a parent myself that, as moms and dads, we want to give them what they want and not upset them. And sometimes if we give them everything they want or anticipate their needs, they don't have a need to speak. And so it's really just teaching them. So sometimes we have to change what we're doing and withhold things just a little bit and try to prompt them to imitate a word. Or we will even start with sign language, even though there's a lot of information on research on the success of using baby signs. Shows like Miss Rachel even use baby signs to help children learn a way to communicate until they're verbal. It does not keep them from being verbal. It's sort of a bridge to being verbal.
Hodge also explains some of the environmental factors that may cause speech delays.
I would say negative impact factors would be things like too much time on tablets. Playing with your child, reading to your child are the, but I would say those are the two top things that you can do to help facilitate language development. When children are on tablets or on phones, there's no interaction, there's no speaking, even though they're listening to somebody speak. You know, I would do shows like Miss Rachel in short bursts, but not all day long. You want interaction with actual people, whether that's the adults in the home, other children, siblings, cousins. That has the greatest positive impact on language development. Electronics really limit how much language development children can have.
Speech-language pathologist Jill Hodge. With today's special report, I'm Johnny P. Straker.